They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's one more thing. A terrible presence is in there with her. So much rage. So much betrayal. I've never sensed anything like it.
Short lady, so sexy.
I don't know what hovers over this house.
She did our show.
But it was strong enough to punch a hole into this world.
She did all of us.
You know. Away from you. It keeps Carol Ann very close to it. Carol and away from the spectral light. It lies to her. It says things only a child can understand. It has been using her to restrain the others. To her, it simply is another child. To us, it is the beast.
The Don and Mike Show.
Man. Oh, yeah. That is a great little role for a little lady.
Hi, I'm Mel Brooks, and I'd like to talk to you about young Frankenstein, but I don't have the time. Keep in touch. Miss Breakfast, but don't miss Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein. Not for the short.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
I know it's going to be scary.
Oh! Here.
That's really scary.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
All right, let's check back with Joe. Tiger Joe.
Joe.
Man, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
World's oldest phone screener, thanks to Masters Costumes of Annandale. 703-354-7500. Thank you, Wenda, for supplying Joe's costume today. Hello, Joden.
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Joe, have you found yourself a decent neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, where you at, buddy?
I'm at an upscale neighborhood, a two-car garage. I saw it. And I've got several houses in the radius that have decorations and all that good stuff.
You gonna stick with Milord and Milady this time?
Sure, whatever you say.
That's right. We like it with a little bit of attitude. Joe is.
Guess he's knocking on the door now.
No, that was my cooler.
What are you doing now?
I'm walking up to the door. These are big houses with long driveways yours.
I wouldn't know that.
We actually were hearing the sound of Joe walking up the driveway, dragging his cooler that's attached with a piece of rope, right? You're dragging it with a piece of rope. Okay. And you're dressed as a tiger.
Hold on. Here we go.
And you're trick-or-treating for beer.
It's going to be scary.
Now, this is your one chance for greatness on the show every year.
I think he's at the door.
I'm at the door. I've rung the doorbell.
I was right.
It's got many pumpkins and webbing all over the place.
The doorbell has many pumpkins?
Yes, it does.
Joe, you think anyone's there?
Maybe not.
He said, I've rung the doorbell. It's got many pumpkins. I'm just trying to translate Joe. Let me get my Joe dictionary out.
Can't be too picky. I'd say go to the next house.
I'm moving on already.
Oh, very good. And they're big houses, huh? So there's a little more distance between them?
Yeah.
Can we hear you dragging the cooler? Yeah.
You hear that?
That's ferocious.
All right, I'm crossing the street.
Very good.
He's got four beers thus far.
And, that doesn't count as a failure when there's nobody at home.
Right. This house might work because there's a car in the driveway.
Ah, there you go. That's that God-given ability. Get thyself to the nearest police academy.
It was either us or the CIA.
Here we go.
They're looking for people with powers of observation.
Here we go. Are you at the door yet?
Yes, I just knocked on it.
Are you a little winded in that suit?
Yeah, it's a hot suit, man.
Is your makeup beginning to run?
Oh, here we go. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. My name is Joe. Trick or treat for beer?
M'lady!
My lord, have you any beer? No. How about some wine? Yeah. Wine cooler?
What did he say?
No, sorry.
How about some cheese? Pharmaceuticals?
Joe, say anything. Will you give me anything?
What? I'm a tiger.
You got to explain.
I'm trick or treating for beer. You see, I have a cooler, and people give me beer. Have you any beer? No beer?
Ask him for anything, Joe.
Not even one?
Do you have anything?
Just one?
Give him bottled water?
A cookie.
I had candy in that car over there.
Luncheon meats.
Tell him you want something from his refrigerator, please.
How about something from your refrigerator, like ketchup?
Please.
Or mustard.
Please.
Oh,
say please. And trick or treat.
Okay, he's closed the door.
He said he's coming back?
Maybe.
So he's closed the door. You don't know if he's coming back with something or not.
I don't know, but when I said the refrigerator and the mustard and ketchup, he seemed to nod and was resigned to giving me something.
A knowing smile.
I'm getting sleepy.
Joe is like verbal MSG, isn't he?
I swear to God, I feel like I've just...
Oh, that's great. Thank you, and happy Halloween to the Don and Mike Show.
What'd you get?
I got a quart of orange juice.
A quart of orange juice. Hey, all right. Nice. That's another win.
Very nice.
I like it. Now I'm waking up again. I'm waking up. It's just like eating a full turkey dinner, isn't it?
Make your way to the next house, Joe.
I am. I'm going diagonal across the street again to the next house with decorations.
And the temperature is over 70 now, right? So it's warm for Halloween.
It's finally cooling off, but
the sun
was shining.
All right.
When the sun was shining, my makeup was melting.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to the United States Congress for allowing us this extra daylight.
So it's four cans of beer and one quart of orange juice.
Or maybe, is it a quart? It's one of those big cartons, like a milk carton.
Do you see anybody else in the neighborhood at all right now?
Yeah, there's people walking their dogs and jogging and stuff.
Joe, can you fit your hand almost all the way around it? Because that might be a quart.
No, you can't fit your hand. It's a box, one of those square boxes.
So it would be a half gallon, perhaps.
Half gallon.
You got a half gallon of orange juice.
That's good.
Here we go.
For some reason, we're impressed, like two trained seals.
We're just pleased with any success.
Well, that's because, really, it's quite a miracle.
Are you at a door, Joe?
Yeah, I rung the doorbell and knocked on it. Uh-huh. There's a car in the driveway, and there's a few decorations, not many, but... Uh-huh.
Sounds like he's getting a good workout.
Yes, I am.
So these are longer driveways and sidewalks now.
Oh, yeah, this is a large neighborhood.
Nice McMansions.
Oh, I see somebody moving around.
Ring the bell again, then.
Remember, be charming. Make a friend.
Say trick or treat right away.
Hold on. Here they come. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
My lady!
Treat for beer, my lady. Have you any beer? How about some wine? Maybe? I'd be much obliged if you could indulge my cooler with some.
I don't know, but he's.
I like the way he's using the Elizabethan speak, though. That's uh-huh. working.
Yeah, oh. The Queen's English.
Yeah, it's very good. You know, much I would oblige my cooler.
It's like when you
don't have any wine.
You say we, but you just really mean me.
Oh.
The royal.
Okay, well, thank you, and happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Joe, are you giving up?
You didn't ask for something else. Nothing from the refrigerator. Did you get a bad vibe?
But she gave me some candy and closed the door.
Oh, well, you got something. You got something.
No.
Don does not set. Not Halloween candy is not acceptable.
It's not beer.
That is a failure.
Thumbs down.
All right, now I understand. You're not satisfied with that, right, Don?
I'm calling the bullpen right now. Give me the pushy Jew with the left-hander. The left-handed. Hey, Matt, what hand are you, left-handed or right-handed?
Righty.
Are you prepared to come into the game?
I'm all warmed up.
Okay, here's the deal. You don't even have to wear a costume. Just get in your car right now. We'll take a commercial break, go to some houses, and see if you can finagle your way into more beer than Joe's getting.
I like that.
Come on it.
Now
there
it's a
go.
Contest. You sure you don't want to put him in some kind of outfit?
Look at him.
Give him a hat or something.
Look at him. He could just say hi.
I'm Matt the Pole.
I'm one of Jerry's kids.
Anything.
Really, that's all he's got to say.
Well, I know his mother won't be happy about that.
I'm not happy.
And Joe's probably not happy either.
Why would no? Well, Joe gets to continue, right?
Yes, but Joe has to pick his game up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get the feeling that if you put Matt the Pollock in front of someone's door.
Well, you're the father that spoils him. You have to talk to him. I yell at him all the time, and he doesn't respond to me. Joe? He has to get the tough love from Daddy. He has to get the tough love. You got to give it to him with both barrels.
I'm giving it to him right now. I'm sending out his retarded brother.
Is he listening right now, do you think? Or do you
probably
think he,
not.
Probably no. Not.
Doesn't know.
Right. Why would he bring a radio to monitor what we're doing, Mike?
Exactly.
Right. He doesn't know.
Listens when he's in his car going from neighborhood to neighborhood.
He doesn't know he has the chance to be upstaged by his retarded brother.
He wouldn't be listening now, would he, Rob?
He has no way to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
you want to call him?
Sure.
All right.
Give him a heads up.
But you're giving him a chance, right? You're giving him a chance to...
Fair competition.
All right.
Now it is a competition.
Actually, I'd say Joe's at the advantage. Joe's got four beers already.
Four up.
Half a gallon of orange juice, and Joe's got a costume.
But Joe has been sluggish today. And when Joe is sluggish, he's really sluggish.
He should drink that orange juice.
Yeah, just get a little vitamin C buzz. Yeah.
Have energy surge through his body.
Wake him and feed him some orange juice. Bet he answers British.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Very good. Yes, there
Thank
is.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Ha ha, ye of little faith.
What'd you get?
I got a Yingling Lager from that house.
Hey, way to go.
Five
from
beers.
What house?
She sent the... Thank you.
What house, Joe?
Is he doing it when we're not on the air?
Apparently. I believe
so. The Don and Mike Show on 106.7.
Again, I'm going to put my money on the other guy right now.
What's that?
Five beers and an orange juice.
You listen all the time? And you want a prize? I don't have any T-shirts on me.
Give her some orange juice.
Joe, ask the lady if she'll put... Joe, when did you get to this lady's house?
I can do that.
He's not listening to you.
Or you.
Okay, well, thank you. I got to go.
Or anybody.
So he's doing it when we're not on the air, too.
Do it tomorrow, Friday.
He's not even listening to us.
I know where you are.
Are you getting
I don't have any T-shirts in the car.
Are you getting a power washing job?
My name is Joe.
He is not even listening to us.
Yeah.
Where's the phone?
Joe!
You can email us
Joe!
At email at dynamicwebsite.com.
Okay.
And identify yourself as the lady who gave me the Yingling.
Okay.
And leave us an address.
Now nobody else will do that.
I think he's getting power washing jobs.
Thank you.
Joe? I think he was giving her a prize.
Joe Ardinger?
Yes.
Joe, what are you doing? How come you're not talking to us?
Because I'm talking to her.
Are you trick-or-treating while we're not on the air?
What?
Were you doing this?
What?
Were you trick-or-beering?
Hi, Joe.
Jesus.
While we were not talking to you on the telephone.
What was I doing?
Were you doing your bit while you were not on the air?
No, that was the house I was at when you hung up on me that gave me the Snickers bar.
Oh, the same house that gave you the Snickers bar
later.
So
she opened the door. I thought you were done with that one.
I thought I was too, but you guys grew impatient and hung up on me, and they called me back to the house for the Yingling.
For the Yingling.
And you called back, right? I had to run all the way back up the street. I was already back at my car.
Go ahead, Fokker.
All right, Joe. I guess
you wanted to tell him what was up.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody's like rooting Don on right here.
Joe, I got to tell you, this just sucks ass this year. I've been urged by everyone as the only one on the show who truly likes you.
Not me. I haven't. I want him to stay. I want it to be only Joe.
I take it back. Everybody likes you, Joe.
That's true.
Everybody likes you as a person. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you.
This is the best one ever.
No, I got to tell you. Your performance today is totally lacking. And I have made the decision to send in the pushy Jew right-hander.
That's fine.
That's right. Matt's coming in from the bullpen now. He's not going to have a costume. He's not going to have your thing on without wheels.
The cooler,
your cooler without wheels. But I bet you that he gets more beer than you do, Joe. How about that?
I have to use the cat box.
The cat box.
All right, well, then go ahead, Joe, but know while you're doing that, that he's going to get the next shot in the next segment.
Joe, what is your total so far?
I've got 5 beers, a half gallon of orange juice, and a Snickers bar.
You know, we need to do to him what they did to that chick in Pulp Fiction, what John Travolta did to Uma Thurman. We got to give Joe
the syringe in the chest.
Adrenaline.
Right, we got to wake him up.
Adrenaline, yeah. Adrenaline right to the
It's a wake-up thing. It's a wake-up. It's a Red Bull thing.
You're Logie, Joe.
Well, you put on this goddamn outfit for an hour and a half out here.
I call that attitude.
Drink that orange juice.
There's attitude rearing his ugly head. And you know who's on the who's on the other line? Oh, opportunity's on the other line. God opens one door as he closes another, Joe.
Good day.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Joe, don't let God open this door and shut it in your face.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
I'm coming.
The ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, yeah. Biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Come on, Joe. Please. We'll talk to you soon, Joe.
I'm coming back. I have to use the cat box.
All right, he's coming back to the studio.
Take a break.
Okay.
Right, very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Never thought
I don't know where he is today. I mean, it's impossible to be slower than he is all the time.
It's his day to shine. And seriously, if he could be moving backwards, he would be moving backwards. And unlike previous years, he's gotten some beer.
And he's also got a great costume this year. Yeah. And he did the whole face painting. Maybe it was simply I should have known when I came in and I saw him practically asleep at his computer looking at porn.
You know, the problem might be the face paint I was looking at. It's made entirely of lead.
It's Chinese face paint.
It is, for Chinese faces.
Please, Joe. Make sure you get Matt the pole lined up. Get him in a suburban area.
He's on his way already. He's all got the hotline number.
We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll get him on, and we'll see what happens.
See if he's able to describe what he's doing.
I got faith in the young fireballer who has the word ass tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, never forget the sacrifice he made for the show.
Buzz spit on him once.
That's true.
That's right.
We threw a lobster in his kiddie pool.
We did.
A live lobster.
We threw dirt at him.
Yes, we did. We did terrible things
to
him.
We like him. Yeah.
And he's probably, unlike Joe, he's listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, he's hard.
He is.
He do love the attention.
He loves it. We'll see how he does.
Okay, so we'll play one against the other, and we'll see what happens. Oh, and don't forget, still to come, Rob Spiewak. Halloween.
I can't wait for that.
And also, Al Nippold and Victor Anus.
Yeah. Calling the Popkin Picasso.
It's about time, I.
Super.
Scared?
Oh, wasn't that scary?
At least we're not like the Today Show. Okay. And at least we're not like every other idiot morning show that you've heard.
Right.
Doing the stupid things where you're dressing up and going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's a disc jockey doing it, mm-hmm. whether it's the Today Show doing it, whether it's Regis and Kelly or Martha Stewart.
I determined that I hated Regis's show more than any other one I've ever seen. It was the worst this year. Hmm. It was their queen producer, Gelman, gone absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
There was a lot of hand-holding.
He loves dress-up. Gelman loves dress-up.
We should, we'll break, we'll come back, we'll talk to Matt the Pollock, and then we'll discuss all that is wrong with Halloween and television.
Okay. Amen.
And radio. I don't want to leave radio out of that.
Radio's included, too.
Radio! I don't want to leave that page. Don't come on. Come on down now. We got the best costume contest on the radio this morning. How you do? Hey, now look at that. It's a gigantic banana suit. Crazy.
A banana.
Crazy.
You are dressed as a banana.
Come on down and get yourself some hot coffee and a bagel, and maybe you will win the grand prize of Lane Bryant. Shopping spree for one of the new fat chicks that listens to Mix 107.
Well, it's nice to be sitting with you, Mr. President.
Bonanza.
Fantastic. That's a great outfit. Hey, and let's bring in our Redskins player. All righty, and a bag of McDonald's French fries.
But as bad as radio guys are, I really have to say, nobody's worse than TV. Mm-hmm. And this morning I called Rob. When we were talking about the Today Show, they did such really a high-class job of making those people look like the monsters.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Good makeup.
And I said to Rob, God forbid, what if 9/11 happens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not the only one talking like that.
Because...
I mean, if there was a serious news
Rob,
story...
What time this morning I call you with that? Like, 8 o'clock something. I said, I'm looking at Matt Lauer, who really... And the Herman Munster costume on him had to take hours to put on. It was... It was really like Herman. It was not Frankenstein. It was Herman
incredible.
Munster.
It was incredible, the work they did.
Meredith Vieira looked just like Lily Munster.
Right.
Al Roker was...
Grandpa.
The late Al Lewis.
Right.
Everybody was done. They had that chick, Natalie Morales. She looked like Eddie Munster.
Yeah, they did the full makeup on her.
Scary. So I'm thinking, God forbid, what if something happens?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
Matt Lauer has to like rip off half of his Herman Munster head.
But he's still got all the green makeup on.
Yeah, while he's looking at the screen going, well, you know, no one was ready for this eventuality today, being as we're all dressed in crazy outfits.
The Today Show, a division of NBC News.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
Here they are right now.
Video would live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And just ridiculous when they, over and over again, I mean, there is a line between news and entertainment that is so blurred now. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what's what.
Yeah, it's very difficult to see those people like that. And then tomorrow they're going to be telling us how we're going to cure our colon cancer.
You know, not to say that they can't wear costumes on the Today Show,
right?
But for 2 hours, I'm looking at them. I'm almost wishing.
Something.
Forgive me for saying this. Sure. I'm wishing that something bad happens in the world so that they have to come on and they have to say, oh, my God, we have awful news from Iraq. Here's Eddie Munster to tell us more.
Do you think that the audience is truly entertained by seeing them dress up?
They are for an initial moment.
For like a moment you see that. And then, I'll go to Regis and Kelly to watch them. I was so I like that show. I enjoy the regular part of that show. But to see that, they did, 10 costume changes, and it's just, I know it's their thing that they do, and then 3D, it's just, oh, my God.
It's the same problem that used to face the great Fred Travellina.
Oh, really?
Right. He would do an act where he would put on, the Nicholson full makeup as the Joker, and he'd come out, and it would be very impressive for a moment, but then he'd have to do 10 other impressions dressed as the Joker, and it loses it.
It doesn't work.
You can't do Jim Nabors when you're doing the Joker.
And all of the outfits on Regis and Kelly were really poorly done. And
horribly, cheaply, fast, and trendy. And Regis cannot take a costume. Regis cannot tolerate a costume.
And I'll give them this. They had a good gimmick going. It was if you went to Walgreens or whatever and you got these 3D glasses.
Right.
So they did the segments in 3D where they would hold stuff towards the camera. Here's where they were idiots, because they didn't give anybody in the audience 3D glasses so they could look at the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So when Regis and Kelly wearing their bad Halloween costumes to begin with, and, the pictures that screwy if you don't have 3D glasses, kind of red, kind of green, it would be them going, hey, look, ooh, it's a pencil. Ooh,
I'm going to hit a tennis ball at you.
And seriously,
the audience.
This is what you would hear from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
How can you do a live show where you want reaction from people
in
3D and not give them the 3D glasses to watch it in 3D?
And at this stage in time, putting a costume on Regis makes him look like the Crypt Keeper. You realize that you're dealing with a mid-70s man when you put those little outfits on him, because everything, you just see that set. Why is it on High School Musical? High School Musical, the lead in High School Musical? Come on.
I want to tell you something.
That's Gelman.
I had the same thought with Spiewak. I said, what do they think? I said, I don't have kids that are that age anymore, but really, High School Music? And Rob said, well, my son Robert, who was 4, was very excited. I said, well, that's the target audience for Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
A 4-year-old.
It's all their producer. It's Gelman, because he wanted to have a chance to walk down the street and hold hands with Regis.
They did do a segment where they dressed up their producer like Borat.
And they held hands.
And he did an awful Borat impression. But then
horrible.
He walked down the street with Regis, and literally they held hands for 2 minutes on screen as they walked down whatever 42nd Street, whatever it was, right?
And they bring that other fossil, Art Moore, out as Britney Spears so that he can do his uninspired, gaily look at the camera, which it was funny. What 2 years ago, 10 years ago.
And again, the problem is no one gooses the audience.
Right.
They're doing a live show, and here's the gag. He's a 70-year-old guy who they bring out in drag
right.
every year.
Every year they put him in drag.
So this year they put him in a bra and underpants like Britney Spears, and he comes out and he's lip-syncing, and the audience, this is not funny, but the audience is doing this.
Audience unresponsive to anything they did. They were they turned themselves into was a curiosity.
He's lip-syncing this 70-year-old guy wearing the bra and panties.
Making a zero effort, not that it would matter.
And I'm sorry that I watched so closely to nitpick like this, but the joke is you got a 70-year-old guy wearing a bra and panties. Mm-hmm. Let's see the man gut. Let's see the man arms. Mm-hmm. Don't make him wear the faux skin leotard.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's Skelman.
Yeah.
They had the safe, you know, fake skin that you wear that also, you know, lifts and separates.
So they've got the 70-year-old guy dressed like Britney Spears lip-syncing, and he lip-syncs the entire song.
Oh.
3.5 minutes, and the audience doesn't laugh.
No. I don't know. I was just, you know, we are loyal viewers of that show. We truly are. We are loyal viewers of that show. I was pissed, and I have no idea why I was pissed. It was so bad. It was so bad for a show that has the resources that they have right now that I finally got to the point where I turned it off.
They
I just couldn't stand watching it. They cheated us.
And another Gelman thing. Not only did they have four costume or whatever changes today, they showed all the costumes from years past.
Hold on.
The flashback.
Hold on. Again, you have to have specialized memory. They had all the costumes going back in the 5 years that Kelly Ripa has been on the show.
Oh, true, yeah.
And she loves it, too.
Well, history starts with her. There was not a show before her.
The two women on that show, Kelly and Gelman, both love the whole dress-up. And I think because she's there now, they have gone wild with it. They absolutely, you know, she loves the dress-up.
Like two theater fags.
Licensed to dress.
Absolutely.
It was. I don't know why it made me so mad. It really did.
Well, I'm sorry that Mike and I are not dressed like giant bonanas or Fruit of the Loom guys. You know what I'm saying? Come on down and get yourself a bagel and a cup of Joe. Hey. Where someone looks like Little Debbie. Isn't that cute, sweetie? Come on down. Nothing better than a costume contest on the radio.
Hey, little lady, you dressed as a taco? Oh, my apologies. Keep moving, please. Yes, Lady G. Yeah. Oh, are you shaved? Thank you.
Your left-hander is standing by.
Oh, all right. We'll go to the bullpen with Matt the Pollock, and we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.